Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Let's chant this Shruti Smriti. Put all of them together.
Om Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Padam.
We're off to...
Om Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Padam Shankaram Loka Shankaram Sadashiva Samarambham Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmaracharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutrabhashakratau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punaha Ishvaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine Vyomavad Vyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtiye Namaha Rukharastvam Dakharascha Rukharastan Nivartakaha Andhakara Nirodhitva Guru Vidya Vidhiyate.
Let's go to off and chant it at the end of the day.
Where are we now? What page?
Page 6. It says off and chant it at the next page. Let's go to the next page.
6?
Could be 7.
Okay.
It says, where it says off and chant it at the end of the day?
Beginning of the class. Oh, yeah, I got it. Sorry.
Repeat after me. Swasti Prajabhyath Paripalayantam.
Swasti Prajabhyath Paripalayantam.
Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha.
Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha.
Go Brahmanebhyah Shubham Astu Nityam.
Go Brahmanebhyah Shubham Astu Nityam.
Lokas samastas sukhino bhavantu.
Lokas samastas sukhino bhavantu.
Let's go to the first. Swasti prajabhyaha paripalayantam. We have to do the whole line, okay? Swasti prajabhyaha paripalayantam. Nyayena margena mahim mahishaha. Okay, so this is actually going to break like this. Swasti prajabhyaha. Swasti is an indeclinable. Prajabhyaha is in the dative because dative plural, because swasti governs the dative. Okay, and swasti means it's just a blessing. You know, so you can say like swasti praja means the people, all of the people in the kingdom. So all of the people, not just progeny. Either can mean progeny, like all of one's children, or in terms of the kingdom or the country, all of the people in the country. So we can say all of the people even in the world, but basically it's the subjects of a kingdom. So you could say with swasti, may all the people be happy, may all the people be blessed, may all the people have well-being. So that's the idea of the swasti. So swasti prajabhyaha. Then the rest of it makes another sentence. Paripalayantam is in the imperative, third person plural in the Atmanepada. It means may they protect. So we're going to have to find may they protect. We have to find the subject. Then nyayena. Nyaya can mean logic, but it can also mean justice. Or so if you say nyayena margena, by a righteous path. In the translation that we have here, it just means righteously. Marga means a path. Nyaya marga means a righteous path. Means may they follow dharma. May they rule righteously with a righteous way. You can take that instrumental as adverbial to the verb, as an adverb, right? It's instrumental. This is something you have to it's very helpful to understand this. The accusative, usually the accusative singular, the instrumental singular, and the ablative are often used adverbially. And so a noun, or usually something which is often an adjective, can also be used as an adverb, especially if you see it in the accusative, instrumental, or ablative. So you have to know, you have to have that kind of flexibility to see, oh, this is used adverbially. You know, it's going with the verb. So here that's so. Nyayena margena. So you can say righteously or following Dharma. That's the idea. Both an instrumental singular. Mahim comes from mahi, and it's in the accusative. Singular, it means the earth. It's feminine. Mahi shaha, the mahi and isha, the lords of the earth. It's a word for king in the nominative plural. Okay, so isha means like the lord or the ruler. Mahi means the earth. So the rulers of the earth, the kings. So the leaders, the kings. That's your nominative plural. So this would go like this. In the subject, mahi shaha, with an imperative. May the kings rule the earth righteously, following according to Dharma. Okay? Everybody. So may all the beings be happy, and may the kings rule the earth righteously, following Dharma. Then, go brahmane pyaha, that shakara there is a vasarga. Go means cattle. The cows. Cows are so sacred, you know. And it can be extended to animals. Okay. The brahmanas are the brahmanas of the brahmana caste. Right? So, brahmanebhyaha is in the dative, plural. Shubham means welfare. It's again a blessing, welfare, well-being. Astu is in the third person imperative singular. May there be shubham, that which is auspicious. May shubham be for the brahmanas and for the animals and for the brahmanas. Nityam, adverbial, always. May there always be shubham, that which is auspicious, that which is welfare. May there always be shubham for the brahmanas and the cattle and the animals. So go brahmane bhyaha shubham astu. Third person singular imperative. Nityam, adverbial, always. Okay?
Can I ask, who's doing the protecting? Is it the rulers?
I think it's just Bhagawan. We're praying to Bhagawan. We're going to let there be, like, let there be happiness or well-being for all of the progeny. Let the kings rule happily. So it's a prayer to the Lord. Then
we should have those prayers today.
We do. We should chant this every day.
And is this the idea from is it sort of from the scale from the cattle to the Brahmins? May everybody in between be happy? Is that the idea?
Yeah,
is that why they're using
it? The cows and the animals are also the wealth, and the cows are considered to be sacred also, so there's that aspect. But also the Brahmanas are the ones that really hold the Vedas and hold the Dharma. They're the priests and the scholars, you know, and the sannyasis. So if you protect, if the Brahmins are protected, then there's also values throughout the country, you know, that they're honored and, you know, looked after. So then, lokaha samastaha sukinaha bhavantu. Lokaha, nominative plural. Samastaha, nominative plural. Sukinaha, nominative plural. Bhavantu, imperative third person. All right, so plural. Lokaha. You could say lokaha can be all the worlds, or all of lokaha can mean also all the people. All the people, all of the beings. Samastaha means all, completely. So may all the worlds, or may all the people. Sukinaha bhavantu. May they all be happy. Sukinaha means those that have happiness. So we would just say, may all of the worlds, may all of the beings be happy. It's all imperatives. It's a prayer.
Right. Yeah,
in the first one, Nyayena Margena, doesn't Nyayena Margena apply to Paripalayantam?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it does.
I misunderstood. That's okay.
Because that means may the kings protect the earth, rule the earth, protect
right.
the earth dharmically.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Everybody see? Let's chant it. Good afternoon. Swasti Prajabhya Paripalayantam.
Swasti prajabhya paripalayantam
nyayena margena mahim mahishaha
nyayena margena mahim mahishaha
go brahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam
go brahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam
go brahmanebhyah
go brahmanebhyah
shubhamastu nityam
Shubhamastu Nityam
Go Brahmanebhyah Shubhamastu Nityam
Go Brahmanebhyah Shubhamastu Nityam
Loka Samastas
Loka Samastas
Sukhino Bhavantu
Sukhino Bhavantu
Loka Samastas Sukhino Bhavantu
Loka Samastas Sukhino Bhavantu
Swasti prajabhya paripalayantam
Swasti prajabhya paripalayantam
Nyayena margena mahim mahishaha
Nyayena margena mahim mahishaha
Go brahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam
Go brahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam
Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu
Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu
Swasti prajabhya paripalayantam
Swasti prajabhya paripalayantam
Nyayena margena mahim mahishaha
Nyayena margena mahim mahishaha
Go brahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam
Go brahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam
Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu
Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu
Together
Swasti prajabhya paripalayantam Nyayena margena mahim mahishaha Go brahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu
Then Kale varshatu parjanyaha.
Kale varshatu parjanyaha.
Kale varshasha. Kale varshatu.
Kale varshatu.
Kale varshatu parjanyaha.
Kale varshatu parjanyaha.
Prithivi.
Prithivi.
Prithivi. Sasya shalini.
Sasya Shalini.
Sasya.
Sasya Shalini.
Sasya Shalini.
Sasya Shalini.
Deshoyam.
Deshoyam.
Kshobha Rahitaha.
Kshobha Rahitaha.
Deshoyam. Deshoyam. Kshobha Kshobha Rahitaha.
Deshoyam. Kshobha Rahitaha.
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 Brahmanas santu nirbhayaha.
Brahmanas santu nirbhayaha.
Brahmanas santu nirbhayaha.
Brahmanas santu nirbhayaha.
So, Kale varshatu parjanyaha. Again, Kale is in the locative singular and it means from Kala. Kale, it means at the, we use it, it just means, Kala means time, but when you say it in this context, at the proper time. Varshatu is in the imperative third person singular. It means to rain, so may it rain. We have to find the subject. So vrish means to rain, first parasmaya for it. So varshatu, imperative singular, may it rain. Then, but they said, for the subject, they have parjanyaha. Now, parjanya is the Lord of the Rain, the God of the Rain. It also just means rain, or it means a rain cloud. It has all these meanings. When the root vrish, to rain, is used, then if you have a subject to for rain, it's going to be not may the rain rain. You would say may the rain cloud, or may parjanyaha rain. Mm-hmm. Like bring the rains at the proper time, or may the cloud rain at the proper time. So I take it parjanyaha as just the god of rain. You know?
That's his name?
Parjanyaha, yeah. So may parjanyaha varshatu rain, bring the rains, pour the rains, kale at the proper time. Okay? In time, you could say in time.
But you would never just say kale varshatu. Just
You can. You can use it like that.
And is parjanyaha only a rain cloud as opposed to another kind of cloud?
No, it's a rain cloud.
It's a rain.
Or just a rain cloud. If you use it like that, or it means rain itself, or it means parjanya, who's the lord of the rains, the devata. Then prithivi. Prithivi is in the feminine nominative singular for the earth. Sasya means grain, corn or grain. We'll take it generally as grain. And when shalin and shalimi in the feminine comes at the end of a compound, it means may it be resplendent with grain, or may it be endowed with, or full of, or possessed of grain. So we would say, may the earth, even though there's no verb there, we're going to just add the verb as bhavatu, understood, because all of the others are the whole sense is in the imperative. So may the earth be resplendent with grains. Okay? And sasya shalini is a compound ending in the feminine. Longi in the nominative singular. Then deshaha ayam. Desha means this land. Ayam deshaha, this land. Kshoba, I know the translation is famine. Kshoba can be used for famine, but it also just means simply like, agitation or disturbance, generally. When rahitaha is at the end of a compound, it means may it be free of or without. So, may this land be free of any agitation or disturbance, and can be used as famine also, though not in the dictionary. So I often see, and Swamiji will say famine.
What's the word for disturbance?
Kshoba. Kshoba.
I thought that meant beautiful. Shoba?
That's Shuba. Shuba.
Oh.
Well, good for you. That's good. So, deshaha ayam, may this land be free of any disturbance or agitation, or be free of famine. In the nominative, all in the nominatives, singular. Desha is masculine, so everything else is masculine. Rahita is an adjective, so may it be free of kshoba. Then, brahmanaha santu, there's your verb to be from us, santu, third person, plural, and the imperative. The brahmanaha, nominative plural, santu, may the brahmanas be nirbhayaha, free of fear. Because the brahmanas are the priests and the scholars and the sadhus, all of those type of people, the learned people. May they be nirbhaya, without. Bhaya means fear, nirbhayaha, be free of fear. Okay, that's really.
So does the santu apply to the
everything?
To everything.
Yeah.
Free of what fear?
Be
the
like,
second clause and
would
the third
be us too. Mm-hmm. Wherever there's not a verb, it's going to be in the imperative.
Santu will apply.
And us of boon, the imperative.
They should be free of what fear?
Fear.
Well, what kind of fear? Fear of what?
Any fear. May they feel protected and taken care of. So you just use your imagination, it'll be fine.
Okay.
Kale varshatu parjan. Let me chant it first so I can get it. Kale varshatu parjanyaha prithivi sasya shalini desho yam kshoba rahitaha brahmana santu nirbhayaha. Kale varshatu parjanyaha. Kale varshatu parjanyaha prithivi sasya shalini. Prithivi sasya shalini. Desho yangsho parahitaha. Desho yangsho parahitaha. Brahmana santu nirbhayaha. Brahmana santu nirbhayaha. Kale varshatu parjanyaha. Kale varshatu parjanyaha. Prithivi sasya shalini. Desho yangsho parahitaha. Desho yangsho parahitaha. Brahmanasantu nirbhayaha. Brahmanasantu nirbhayaha. Kale varshatu parjanyaha. Kale varshatu parjanyaha. Prithivi sasya shalini. Prithivi sasya shalini. Desho yangsho parahitaha. Desho yangsho parahitaha. Brahmanasantu nirbhayaha. Brahmanasantu nirbhayaha. Together. Kale varshatu parjanyaha. Prithivi sasya shalini. Desho yangsho parahitaha. Brahmanasantu nirbhayaha. Yeah. Sarve pavantu sukhinaha. Sarve, so repeat, sarve pavantu sukhinaha.
Sarve pavantu sukhinaha.
Sarve santu niramayaha.
Sarve santu niramayaha.
Sarve bhadrani pashyantu.
Sarve bhadrani pashyantu.
Ma kaschit dukha bhak bhavet.
Ma kaschit dukha bhak bhavet.
Dukha bhag.
Dukha bhag.
Dukha bhag.
Dukha bhag.
Ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet.
Ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet.
Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha. Sarve, sarvaha, sarvau, sarve. Sarve, because it's a pronoun, right? It has little, pronouns are declined a little differently than nouns and adjectives. So it means third person, nominative plural, all. Bhavantu, may all be. Sarve, but imperative third person, singular. Sarve, bhavantu, may all be sukhinaha, happy. Nominative plural. Sarve, bhavantu, sukhinaha, may all be happy. May everyone be happy. Sarve santu niramayaha. Niramaya. May they be free of disease. May all be sent. So you've got bhavantu there, which means to be, to become. Santu means to be. Third person plural. Sarve santu, may all be niramayaha. Free from illness. So may all be happy, may all be, you know, free from illness. Then sarve. Again, nominative plural. Bhadrani, accusative plural. May all, pashyantu is third person plural imperative, to see. Sarve pashyantu, may all see Bhadram. That Bhadram is that which blesses, that which is auspicious, that which is, they translate it as prosperity, you can take like that too. May all beings see what is auspicious, what is good. May they all become prosperous. But literally, it's may they all see what is auspicious, what is good. Right? What is Bhadram auspicious, and what is for a person's well-being. So may everybody see that auspiciousness and that blessing, that well-being. Then, ma kaschit dukabak bhavet. Ma is here used as the negative. With bhavet, which is bhavet is in the potential but being used in the sense of the imperative. Kaschit with the negative, may no one. Na kaschit. Kaschit means someone. When you negate ma kaschit, it means no one. Dukha bhak, partake of sorrow. Bhak means to enjoy or to have or to partake of. Dukha bhak, bhavet. May no one become sorrowful. May no one become a dukkha bhak, somebody who is experiencing sorrow. Okay? So ma kaschit, no one, dukkha bhak. And now if I break the sending, na ma kaschit dukkha bhak bhavet, with sending broken. It takes the third because of the soft consonants. Right? So may no one have sorrow. That's the bhak, the having sorrow. Okay, so may no one have sorrow. May none suffer, he says, fine. Everybody see? Let's try to chant that one. Repeat it after me. sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Let me try to chant it personally, and share it. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Sarve santu niramayah. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Sarve santu niramayah. Sarve santu niramayah. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Sarve santu niramayah. Sarve santu niramayah. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Together. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Sarve santu niramayah. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. One more time. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Sarve santu niramayah. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Asato ma sadgamaya.
Asato ma sadgamaya.
Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya.
Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya.
Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya.
Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya.
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 Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya.
Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya.
Mrityor ma amritam gamaya.
Mrityor ma amritam gamaya.
Mrityor ma amritang, right? Amritam gamaya.
Mrityor ma amritam gamaya.
So, asato ma sad gamaya. Asataha ma sad gamaya. Now, this is also in the imperative, second person gamaya is imperative. Second person singular in the causal. And so asataha from asat. Asataha is in the fourth case from asat, from the unreal, from the asat, from the unreal. Ma is the secondary form of mom, me. Remember in the pronouns, mom, the accusative has a secondary form which is ma. So this says ma as the accusative singular me. Sad means truth. And that truth, that sad also is in the accusative singular. There's going to be a double accusative here. Gamaya means may you take, may you lead, may you make, literally it's may you make me go. So we just say may you lead me. But as a causal from gum to go, gamaya means may you make me go, right? Oh. But you can just say, may you lead, gamaya, ma, me, from the asat, from the unreal, to the real. May you make me go from asat to sat, right? May you take me from the unreal to the real.
And who's he addressing?
The Lord, you know, you're addressing Bhagawan. In your prayer, you're saying, oh, Bhagawan, may you take me from the real to the, from the unreal to the real. So asato ma sad gamaya. Tamaso ma jyotir gamaya. Same structure. May you take mom, me, tamasaha, from tamas, from darkness. Tamasaha, fifth case. Mom, again, accusative singular. Jyotihi, nominative singular. Neuter accusative singular. Gamaya. May you take me from darkness to light. Jyoti is light. You can also from ignorance to knowledge, because they use darkness and light in that. But it literally says, may you make me go, tamasaha, from darkness, jyotihi, neuter, nominative, accusative singular, jyotis,
Are asataha and tamasaha in fifth case or fourth case?
Fifth case.
Okay, you said fourth. Before.
Oh, I meant fifth. I'm sorry. Asataha and tamasaha is fifth case. May you take me from darkness to light. Tamasaha ma jyotihi, neuter accusative singular, from jyotis, gama, gamaya. Okay? Causal, imperative, second person singular. May you make me go to. Then mrityor ma amritam gamaya. Same thing. Mrityoho from mrityu, ablative, singular, from death, ma, me, amritam, immortality, deathlessness, freedom from death. Gamaya, may you make me go from death to amritam, immortality.
Carol, where is the double accusative? I missed that.
Some, especially in the causal, you can have a double accusative, like in the verb to go, gum governs the destination is put in the accusative. But if you're using the causal, it means, will you make me? Will you make me go?
Oh, so the you and me are the two?
No. The you would be included in the verb. So may you, that's going to be the nominative, but it's included in the verb. Mm. The object is going to be in the accusative, which is ma.
Right.
And the destination of the verb to go is also in the accusative. So you've got two accusatives.
I see.
Yeah.
I like the word deathless a lot better than immortality.
Okay. That's fine. Asato, let me chant it till I make sure I get it. Asato ma sat gamaya, tamaso ma jyotir gamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya. Om, let's see. Sarve bhavani pashyantu ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet. Asato ma sad gamaya, asato ma sad gamaya, tamaso ma jyotir gamaya, tamaso ma jyotir gamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya. Om shanti 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 hi.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
Asato ma sad gamaya,
asato ma sad gamaya,
tamaso ma jyotir gamaya,
tamaso ma jyotir gamaya,
mrityor ma amritam gamaya,
mrityor ma amritam gamaya.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
I don't have that Esoto tune exactly right.
Yeah, let me just ask you something. So with these don't have the swaras, right?
No.
Because I chant these differently.
There's different ways to chant them, and they don't have swaras because there's different ragas. It depends on who's doing it. I'm doing it pretty much how I learned it, except for that Esoto, I'm not doing them the same way. We'll chant it together from Swasti, and then we'll take a break. Yeah. Home from Swasti, where we started. Om Swasti Pajabhya Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha Go Brahmane Pyashubhamastu Nityam Lokasamasta Sukhino Bhavantu Kale Varshatu Parjanyaha Prithivi Sasyashalini Desho Yamsho Parahidaha Brahmana Santu Nirpayaha Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotir Gamaya Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This is what we often chant at the end of the day with Swamiji. Okay, let's take a little break.